Left-leaning survey, swing state voters hugely support deportations. By John Binder on July 27, 2020. A survey, conducted by a left-leaning pro-migration group, finds that the most impressionable swing state voters hugely support deportations of criminal illegal aliens. Immigration Hub, run by a group of former Democrat congressional staffers, released a survey to Axios showing that moderate swing state voters who are the most impressionable in terms of supporting a mass migration agenda still overwhelmingly back deportations. The survey polled more than 9,000 voters in Colorado, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, 41% of whom consider themselves moderates, while 40% lean Democrat and 19% lean Republican. From those surveyed, researchers say they have identified nearly 6 million voters across these four states who are most likely to be persuaded by the Immigration Hub's immigration content and move towards Democrats. The results, though, show huge support for deportations of criminal illegal aliens. About 75% of the voters surveyed said they support deportations for criminal illegal aliens such as drug smugglers and human traffickers. The group is urging Democrats like Joe Biden not to ignore the issue of immigration, acknowledging the support that President Trump has previously had with even lean Democrat swing voters by campaigning on an America First immigration agenda. While Democrats don't need to make immigration the centerpiece of their campaign, it is critical that Trump is not the only voice on immigration in 2020, the group states in the survey's results. Biden has repeatedly said he plans to halt deportations for at least 100 days if elected in November. Only illegal aliens prosecuted and convicted of felonies would be deported from the U.S., Biden has vowed. In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all, Biden said in March. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place is convictions of felonies in the United States of America. The Open Borders Lobby has successfully lobbied Biden and Democrat lawmakers to embrace a no-deportations platform in their immigration agenda, a policy that would allow illegal aliens accused of violent crimes to remain in the U.S. until they are convicted. As Breitbart News has reported, research finds that deporting these 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens saves American taxpayers billions of dollars, compared to the costs they are forced to pay when illegal aliens are allowed to stay. Deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than what it costs American taxpayers to currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.